Do you suffer from wrist damage? Chances are that keyboard might be the prime cause. So this summer, don't just focus on a better body. Try focusing on those wrists.
And in this week's Best Body Report, Sean and Brennan speak with Fairfax Hackley about it from Body by Hack.
There are over 3 million wrist injuries per year due to the fact that people have, you know, overdue the keyboard thing, the texting. You know, they take up sports that they haven't done all winter long, like baseball, volleyball, softball, racquetball, tennis, etc., and suddenly go out and exercise a tremendous amount of force on their arms and their body, most notably their wrists, and then suddenly they realize they go back to work on during the week and they realize they have an inordinate amount of wrist pain. So it's very important that you understand not only the anatomy, but the reasons and the mechanisms of training your wrists and keeping them warm on a day-to-day basis.
Okay, so give us some actionable information, some exercises we can do to keep the wrists healthy.
Well, one of the best things that you can do constantly are wrist circles, opening and closing your fists, opposition of your thumb to your fingers, spreading your fingers back and forth. These are very important. And after you do these things, then do these things with doing wrist circles. And believe it or not, one of my favorite is the Star Trek sign. I love doing
massage.
And you know, it's not that easy sometimes,
right?
You know, if you have to do it fast. So people think, oh, this is a great way in which I can, you know, focus on my hands, get off the keyboards, get off the texting, and at the same time, keep their hands and wrists strong and flexible.
Not every wrist is created equal. Some of us get, say, carpal tunnel. Some of us don't. So what can you do? Is there some general precautions people can take?
The main thing you need to do if you suspect things like arthritis, carpal tunnel, see your healthcare practitioner. It's very important before embarking on a very aggressive exercise program for your wrists. Also, if you have a predisposition to things like wrist pain, etc., you don't want to go out and do these heavy cleans and have your wrists bent back in a very awkward, you know, position that's not good for not only your wrists, but your body as well. And you also need to be able to do things like change your grip constantly when you're working out using bars and things like this, so you don't get in a fixed position and actually freeze up your wrist joint because of a lack of variability.
Okay, anything else before we go?
Constantly, most important thing, Sean, is to keep your warm-up, you know, focused on getting your hands as pliable as possible and as strong as possible. Also, a lot of times, switch hands. You know, don't always use your right hand. Switch hands. Get used to that. If you're sitting down a lot, change your body position so that you're not sitting in one position constantly. So you may want to switch sides of your desk on occasion. And also, when you're lifting more, be certain that you are focused on fully gripping object that you're lifting.
That's Fairfax Hackley from BodyByHack.com in this week's Best Body Report.